Getting this in right now. On Iranian state media, a presenter read a new statement from Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, and Reuters is reporting a few highlights from those remarks, saying that the supreme leader said in the statement, "We believe in friendship with neighbors and only target the bases, and we will inevitably continue." That is not true. We know that many Gulf countries have had their residential and civilian infrastructure attacked. Now, Iran's new supreme leader in this statement goes on to say all U.S. bases should immediately be closed in the region and those bases will be attacked. He also says in the statement, again, that was presented on state media, he does not appear in the statement, that he calls on unity among the people of Iran and participation in Quds Day. Now, Quds is the Arabic word for Jerusalem, and this day normally falls on the last Friday of Ramadan. And so, if my math is correct here, that would be March 20th of this year, the last Friday of Ramadan, when traditionally we have seen Iranian proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah launch attacks and also large demonstrations in the region. And so this is certainly something to look out for in the days ahead. But again, this is the first statement that we are receiving from Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei. He speaks about the attack.
But, I mean, Trump said like 10 times the war's over, we won. What was the war about? Oh, regime change. No, no, they're missiles. Oh, no, they're nukes. Meanwhile, Iran's new supreme leader, in coma despite officials releasing a new message they insist he has written. And the Israelis have more spies in Iran than anybody else, and they've not BS so far about who they've killed or who they've hurt. I think that's probably true. I think he probably is in a coma. That's why he hasn't been seen for 6 days or whatever. But they'll have their new one put in soon. Or they may just, you know, say he's alive and then the council continues to rule. But a bunch of the council was meeting again at their big Islamic center yesterday, and a 30,000-pound bomb got dropped on them from a B-2. And we have the mushroom cloud shot of that. And people say, good, we're kicking their ass. It's only making them more radical. It's only making them attack more. They put mines in the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. This will cause serious damage to the world economy and the U.S. economy. Trump's like, don't worry. Don't worry. We'll sell the oil. Well, that'll take months to get capacity up to that. And then what it does to the economy with Iran blasting all its neighbors and people pulling out of there. It's a serious situation, folks. And Trump will be pressured to put troops in on the Iranian side of the Strait of Hormuz, as they're now talking about doing. Let's got a clip of Newt Gingrich that we're going to play when we come back. And some others talking about this. But Newt Gingrich is right. If they can't keep it open, the war will in fact be an American defeat before very long. He explains why. He is a really smart historian. Say what you want about Newt Gingrich. He knows his history. Big time. So that's what he is, a professor of history. We're going to go to break. I want to take six or seven calls on the war, on what's unfolding, what you think is coming next. How does Trump pull out of this? The Iranians and Israelis are refusing to pull out. I want to take your calls on the other side. We're going right to you because I'm just taking a little tranche of calls before Brown Morello comes in. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And we'll put military callers or aid workers or geopolitical experts to the head of the line. 877-789-ALEX. And that is coming up. But what a tumultuous time. I mean, look at this. Iran and Israel plan to keep fighting as Trump seeks exit. And both sides say, we're not stopping. And Israel launched the attack to drag us into it. And now Congress was briefed by the White House in a closed-door meeting 2 days ago and confirmed it. Man, Israel really makes it hard not to hate their leadership. I don't want to get down on the level of that. I just want to oppose it because I don't want to be associated with all the frothing anti-Israel people that are lie about everything and, you know, the rest of it. But I'm not associated with the Muslims, the anti-Israel people, the Israels, just all of it. You just all need to be sent to Mars. We'll be right back. Stay with me. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What is the reason, if the nuclear program isn't the reason, as poor Ted Cruz, I never thought I'd put those three words together, is over there talking about nukes? And we know that the intelligence did not suggest that an attack was imminent from Iran. What is left? Why are we at war with Iran?
Great question. I mean, the simplest explanation, you know, might be the one that they gave 24 hours in, that they've kind of tried to backtrack since then, which is that Israel made us do it, that Bibi decided on this timeline. Netanyahu decided he wanted to attack, and he convinced Trump to join him by scaring Trump into believing that U.S. assets in the region would be at risk. And so Trump was better off just joining Netanyahu. I hope that isn't the full explanation, but you're right. As we are now hearing that the nuclear program is not part of their targeting campaign, as we're now more confident that even harder line leadership is taking hold, as the Strait of Hormuz is, you know, still being shut down, even as we get their Navy, what's left as the explanation? It might just be that Israel forced our hand. And how weak does that make the United States look? How weak are we if our allies can force us into wars of choice that are bad for U.S. national security interests?
Boy, I hate agreeing with Senator Chris Murphy, because we know he was involved quarterbacking with the DOJ and the lawsuits against me. He's really a bad dude. But I've got the articles here. Congress was briefed on all this, and they go, no, it's true. Netanyahu, that they launched the attack, they told us we'd be hit. We had to. Wow. And Trump didn't lie when he said, no, I ordered them to go. Well, that's because weeks before, Trump was ready to go, but limited strikes. Israel said, no, we're not ready yet. But it turns out that wasn't true. Israel wanted to drag us into a full war and get non-nuclear sites hit. Trump was going to hit nuclear sites again. So Israel hit them saying, oh, the missiles are going to hit your bases, which they would have. So force us into full war. That's Israel openly running the United States of America policy. And then Israel blows up most of their oil refineries over the weekend. Trump gets pissed. That was later confirmed. Saying you started an energy war. You just legitimized them hitting energy, which they started doing. And then a few days later, Trump's on board suddenly with Israel. He's been convinced, yeah, we could blow up all their power stations. We could knock them back in the Stone Age. Oh, that sounds like liberation. That'll teach them. In the meantime, they'll block the Strait of Hormuz for a year, and we're bankrupt. Not what we voted for, Trump. Not what you said you would do. So we play that clip again of Trump just yesterday, saying, oh, we could just totally, you know, knock them to the Stone Age. Wait, I thought it was about nuclear sites. Oh, then missiles, then regime change. Now, Stone Age. If you don't do what we say. Well, you know, for the average American, we're pretty much in the Stone Age. 67% of Americans, hand to mouth. Debt, the highest levels ever. Our roads falling apart. We spent $20 trillion over there in the last 25 years. You know what 20 I think it's bigger than that now. What $20 trillion would have done here? Got an idea? I think you do. You look at Dubai, you look at Beijing, you look at all these countries that actually invest money in the infrastructure. Not here, though, folks. Not here. It's all going to be siphoned off. Interest of the bankers and wars, all this crap. I mean, here's Trump.
Very good shape. The main thing is we have to win this. They win it quickly, but win it. And there are many people, I'm just watching some of the news. Most people say it's already been won. It's just a question of when. When do we stop? We don't want to let it regrow. And ideally would like to see somebody in there that knows what they're doing. In other words, they can build a country. Now, one other thing. We can hit sections of Tehran and other places that if you do it, it'll be almost impossible for them to rebuild their country. And we don't want that. But we can hit electric, we could take apart their electric capacity within 1 hour, and it would take them 25 years to rebuild it. So ideally, we're not going to be doing that. Thank you very much.
That's a threat. Ideally, we don't have to, you know, burn your grocery store down if you don't do what we say. Mafia tactic. So let me get a few headlines here, then I'll go to your calls. Iran and Israel plan to keep fighting as Trump seeks exits. Fresh U.S. intel assessment says Iran regime not close to collapse after 2 weeks at war. Leaked U.S. intel undermines Trump's claim that Iran war is won. Well, I don't need to have intel tell me that. 95% of intel is public, like the intel guys tell us. As new Ayatollah issues chilling threat to American troops. Russia's raking in billions every few days from this war. Iran declares U.S.-Israeli economic backing interest in the region are targets, including all the telecommunications and tech companies and biotech. Yeah, escalating real fast. And then last night, there's a news blackout in Israel. I saw without even looking. Remember when I say without, I mean, I then went and looked. Without looking, I found like five or six videos, confirmed videos, of hundreds of missiles raining down on Israel. Out of Lebanon and out of Iran. I went and looked and saw all these new ones. I mean, dozens. I mean, Israel's being hammered. Whole blocks just blown apart. How long are they going to deal with that? This is a big-ass war, folks. And if the CIA would open the door in 79 to put the Ayatollah in, or had the overthrow of Mossadegh, our ally, in 53, or if Obama wouldn't have funded the Arab Spring, or if Israel wouldn't have funded Hamas and created them, or if our government hadn't put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, see? I don't want to hear about regime change. It's done to put even worse people in. Saddam Hussein was a CIA commando that followed every order he was given until he was set up in 1990 when he was basically told to go into Kuwait. And then we gave him to the Shiites, the Iranians, to hang his ass. I don't want to hear it. These wars are bull. And the old Trump knew it. The new Trump's been brainwashed with threats that Iran's about to have a nuke. Newsflash, Trump, they already got nukes. They don't have systems to deploy them, though. Here's Newt Gingrich on how important the Strait of Hormuz is. A lot of the neocons are like, it's no problem. Trump's like, we'll just boost oil production here. You haven't studied it, Trump. It would take a year to boost ship to that level. And after a year, we're already F-U, you know what it. Here it is.
Look, there are three huge challenges that this administration has tackled. The first is that, and they should have frankly moved on this on day one, they have to keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
Yes.
I don't care what it costs. If they can't keep it open, this war will in fact be an American defeat before very long, because the entire world, including the American people, will react to the price of oil if the Strait stays closed very long. So I lived through this with Reagan, as you did, in the late 80s. Keeping the Strait open is the number one job because it buys you time for the two other jobs. The second job is, we're going to discover that the Revolutionary Guard is tougher than we thought it was, better connected, and have at least 200,000 people who are true believers, and they have no future. I mean, Trump can say unconditional surrender.
Right.
These folks know if they lose power, they have no future. And the third challenge is, how do you arouse and organize the street, the 85 million or so people in Iran who do not want the current regime, but they're unarmed, they're unorganized, and that has to be solved. These three problems are going to decide whether this was a stroke of genius or, frankly, a step into quicksand. And I think that the president has to focus very hard on solving these three issues.
That's right. And that's a hawk. That's a pro-war guy saying it's a gamble, which is why the Joint Chiefs said, don't do it. Don't do it. We'll see. Ain't going well so far. Oh, they're well organized, the Republican Guard, the Iranian Guard, and they're here. And then, of course, when they attack, we'll kill them. And then they're going to have TSA on the street sticking their arms up our butts forever. We're going to lose our freedoms. That's how this works. They let them in. They were here before Obama and Biden, but now they're really here. All right, let's go to the calls. Mike in Alaska, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. I'm disgusted. While the world burns on the other side, our justice system at home is being destroyed by Pam and Bob, by Pam and Todd, and the insiders in washing scum. I'm so disgusted. We have speed bumps on our roads and highways on the 15. They can't even get the speed bumps out of the beautiful freeway in Utah and Wyoming. Be careful, because your RV trailer or semi will fly through the air. I mean, our country is a tangled web of planned neglect. Two simple balloons with a wire connecting them will drop high transmission lines. It's a freaking felony offense to let a metallic balloon go because our land. BLM is killing our wild horses. Our view shed. They go, oh, we can't take this view shed of these historic mining frames, head frames out in the desert with these terrible tailing piles. So they tear them down. They kick the gut.
Yeah. Let's be clear. They got billions of dollars to kill horses, literally, and to tear up old mines and to harass farmers, but no money to fix giant potholes. It's all planned to destroy us.
Yes, sir. They'll tear our beautiful.
Sir, they spent $15 million to put shrimp on treadmills. Okay.
Yeah, and they'll put windmills up, turbines up to kill our eagles. Talk about ruining the view shed. These son of a bitches haven't got a clue. The solar mirrors are heating the atmosphere. They don't even work. I drove through Tehachapi once. There's 5,000 windmill turbines sitting there idle in the flat.
Well, that's a good thing. Trump is killing the windmills, and I appreciate your call. And by the way, tens of millions of Americans just got $3,700 tax returns off the tax cut. And there's a lot of good stuff Trump's doing. That's why this is a shame. Let's go to Ethan in South Dakota. Ethan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Hey, I wanted to ask, now that the Iron Dome is compromised, do you think Jerusalem in our lifetime will, you know, finish the Third Temple, and with all they've been doing to genetically modify the red heifer, might they be doing anything to expedite
that? Yeah, I mean they
want
to rebuild it. You got the head rabbi saying they want to blow up the Temple Mount and blame it on Iran. They sure want to do it. Muslims will go completely insane if that happens. The Iron Dome, all this stuff's been already penetrated. And so Israel wasn't calculating for that. And so Iran is almost in the driver's seat right now because they're willing to die. And so that's what do you think is going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen? I mean, we all know about the Samson option. I wouldn't put it past them. Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, for people who don't know, if Israel gets cornered and is going down, they're going to nuke everybody. And the Iranians, you know they've got nukes. They just don't have delivery systems. It's easy to make a nuke with the material or an A-bomb. It's hard to miniaturize it and put it on a missile. They're attacking Hegseth now for eating lobster. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jacob in Colorado. Jacob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Jacob, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex Jones. First time caller, and I'm a huge fan of you.
Well, God bless you, brother. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, so I just wanted to ask, what is, if not regime change, what's this war about?
Well, they wanted to say it was about getting rid of the nuclear material, the program, and their missiles. That's phase one. It's not really a lie that they want that. That's like a side objective, but that's the cover objective. So it's the fake primary objective. The primary objective is regime change, which they've now admitted, which has not happened. And now it's triggered the mullahs to go into full kamikaze mode. And now we got big problems because now we're committed to this. And you heard Newt Gingrich, they're going to have to send, and I'm not saying do this, but Trump's going to be pressured to send the 82nd Airborne and others into Iran to secure the other side of the Strait of Hormuz. Because it doesn't matter we have air superiority. They can easily close the strait physically by controlling that shoreline with the weapons they've got.
Dang, yeah, this is really crazy. My gas, I used to pay $35 for the full tank. Now it's $50.
Well, wait till it's 70 or 100, brother.
Oh, yeah, no. Do you think that there would be any attacks on our homeland? Do you think?
I mean, we already had a guy 12 days ago scream Allah Akbar, Shiite, wearing an Iranian flag and property of Allah. If the cops hadn't killed him in 45 seconds, he'd have killed even more people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, do you think that might have been a false flag, though? Or
no, he had a long history. It already been looked at. Huge social media thing. He was a drooling lone wolf, mad that his pope was killed. He did it because the Ayatollah got killed. You could tell a false flag from a real thing. And Iran, their leader just said in the statement, we have asymmetrical forces in the West that the U.S. can't deal with. That means sleeper cells, bro.
Got you. Okay, no. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you. But here's the deal. These could be false flags. We don't know until the event happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, I mean, you know, they could be doing anything to get us into this war, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's like five camera angles of the guy, totally pissed off, wearing his property of Allah, and running around shooting people in downtown Austin. So, so that's a real event. Like when Governor Whitmer, they tried to get a bunch of potheads and homeless people for years, giving them money and food to claim they'd kidnap her, and their own audio got released to the trial. Because they were too lazy, they handed it over to the thumb drives to the defense. Thanks for the call. And had erased the thumb drives, but you have to erase them and override them. So the defense was able to recover all the raw hundreds of hours with them like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want a Big Mac and weed. No, you're going to kidnap Whitner. I'm not going to do it. I don't even want to have a gun. I'll give you $4,000. Just say you'll kidnap her. I'm not going to do it, but fine. $4,000. I'll kidnap her. I mean, and the jury's like listening to this. That's why they had to try them three times to convict any of them. Two juries, they got let off because it was literally a setup. Those are actual transcripts. I just want weed and a cheeseburger. That's your false flags, folks. Not the psychotic Muslims they've brought in here. Okay? That's real. Doesn't mean they can't stage something, but when you see a drooling, crazy-eyed Muslim who's got a huge history of it, and you know it when you see it. See, Iran hadn't given the order yet for the sleeper cells. I said that day, hours before it happened. I said it was giant, huge power grid attack, capital attack, key people hit. That's a real Iranian attack. If you see people going around shooting up buildings, shooting up people, that's a lone wolf who's pissed off. Or it could be a false flag. I mean, look at that lunatic. From an African country that's 97% Muslim. Because they kill you if you're not. All right, let's talk to Emmett in Washington. Emmett, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You had Mike Lindell on yesterday, and I've been wanting to see if you could arrange to get him on and Patrick Byrne on to kind of do a debrief on what's going on with the electronic voting systems after the capture of Maduro, because Patrick Byrne told us that was the real reason for capturing Maduro, was to basically compromise the Venezuelans' control over the electronic voting systems.
Yeah, and we've seen a bunch of raids in Arizona, Georgia, and a bunch that haven't been announced yet since that happened. I think that adds weight to that. Plus, I've talked to people that were in cabinet meetings 3 months ago when Trump was already talking about all this. So I don't think that's speculation. We'll get Patrick Byrne back on. Guys, set up Patrick Byrne, please.
Yeah, we just never really got a debrief on, like, can we actually trust our electronic systems or any of the voting systems?
Well, we already know we can't. They're already totally compromised by design.
Yeah, that's, you know, if we need all the help we can get if since this war is going to tank the Republicans' chances in the midterms.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, brother. That's a good point. We need to do an update on that. We got some type of activity near a synagogue, a bunch of police. Police reporting, responding to an active shooter at Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield, Michigan, shortly after active shooter shot and killed at Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia. Police swarm active shooter at Michigan Synagogue. So let me get that straight. Is that multiple states, guys? See what I said? So see what I told you just minutes ago and for the last 12 days. If you start seeing a bunch, that's when it's coordinated. And what did I say when Iran gave the go code to launch attacks 3 days ago? I said on Tuesday, I said the order went out Monday. I said look for attacks Thursday. How the archivists get it? I said it Monday. I said it Tuesday because the order went out Monday, and I said it'll be 3 days after. Generally, there'll be an attack profile. You study that. I would just guess it'd be a three-day timetable to launch attacks 3 days after message sent. Give them 3 days to prepare. Just be my general battle research off previous governments and systems. I've studied the Spanish Civil War, countless other systems like that. But I can't go into a two-hour description of why I know that. But D.C. airport evacuated over suspicious package. Well, let's hope this isn't the start of the sleeper cell attacks. Oh, boy. Will in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, brother. I'll get straight to the point. They're doing the war to affect over there, overseas, to affect the war here in America. To not only to get the Sharia law Muslims excited, but this is a point that I have to stress. Islam is not a religion. Islam is Sharia law. But Islam is disguised as a religion, so they can fool
Islam is a military death cult brainwashing system.
Mm-hmm.
It's the original MK Ultra. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. And Trump and his team need to get Sharia law Muslims out because it's not a religion. A religion, they disguise it as a religion to stay here. Sharia law does not.
And
Trump.
Listen, the government knows that. That's why they brought them here so they could take our rights away. And have an excuse to blow them up. See how that works?
Right, but people need to spread this message more because they try to say, oh, we're protected under our Constitution, Islam. No, Islam is not a religion. They need to stress that. It's Sharia law. And plus, they're distracting Trump to get out the Sharia law Muslims building there in Texas and all throughout the countries. And Mandami, he's a Muslim, believes in Sharia law. And
Mandami is 100% an Islamic general, absolute mm-hmm. scumbag. He's a brain bug. You can take one look at him. He's there, been picked by the corporation, the Muslim the Muslim Brotherhood, when I say corporation, to take over. Mm-hmm. He's an Obama acolyte. Obama is the real head of the Muslim Brotherhood, just so you know.
Right. Under our Constitution, not only a Sharia law, Muslims should not be in office as a mayor, but he's an admitted socialist. And socialism is not protected under our Constitution.
No, I hear you, brother. I got to jump. All right, looks like the sleeper cell has been activated. We got terror attacks in Virginia and Michigan. We'll come back with the latest on that. I said Tuesday, if these Iran sleeper cell attacks are real, the attacks, I would imagine, will start Thursday. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now, here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I encourage people to read. Sandra?
Fox News Alert here. You're looking live. We are getting some word out of Michigan, specifically from Michigan State Police, an active shooting incident ongoing in West Bloomfield. This is northwest of Detroit, Michigan. The active shooting incident beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, under 1 hour ago. We are this is still being described as an active shooter situation. An alert has gone out there in Bloomfield, Michigan. The state police is asking for the community members there to stay away from the area to allow the police to respond. Troopers are also increasing patrols at other places of worship in this district. The address there describes Temple Israel, which, according to their website, describes themselves as the nation's largest Reform synagogue on their website. But again, the police are on the scene. You're looking live, West Bloomfield Township, Michigan. We've got Bill Daly on the phone. Bill, we're just starting to get some early details here, but it appears an active shooter situation, sadly, at a synagogue there in Michigan.
Yes, Sandra, and certainly by the looks of it, a massive police response. So we went to show whether that shooter is still actively involved in committing an incident, or whether they are investigating the kind of post aftermath of the shooting. But it certainly seems like law enforcement was very extremely responsive to this, as well as emergency services. But as we know in these type of cases, is that as they approach the scene, not knowing whether it's perhaps one shooter, I mean, we do say an active shooter, we just don't know whether there are any other accomplices or people in the area who pose an additional threat to the both the individuals at the synagogue as well as to police and emergency responders. So as we've seen in some of the past incidents, the police are very forward-leaning and certainly learn from some of the incidents that have happened in school shootings where they need to kind of move very quickly. And even if it's sometimes passing by people who may be injured or shot, but they need to make sure that there are no further shooters or no further threats posed by an individual or individuals who may be involved in this incident.
All right, this is about 15 minutes ago on Fox. We have the latest here in Michigan at the synagogue, about 25 miles away from the big Islamic headquarters there in Dearborn, where the politicians openly chant death to America, death to Trump, death to the U.S. military, death to Israel. We have reportedly him crashing a vehicle through the building, into the building, and then opening fire. And then we have an active shooter alert issued also at Old Dominion University there on the East Coast in Norfolk, Virginia. And the police reportedly killed that shooter. If we start seeing more of this, this is the Iranian sleeper cells. Now, the Iranian supreme leader or whoever put the report out officially in the government, because reportedly he's in a coma, Israel says, and they haven't lied so far when they hit these guys and kill them. They didn't lie about the last Ayatollah they killed last week. So I would believe them on this. They don't usually lie about who they've killed or wounded. But in the report, he says, we've got asymmetrical warfare. We've got other systems they can't counter ready to hit them where they live. Now, that sounds like sleeper cell. Then we saw reportedly this White House report that came out. They're trying to deny now. That came out 4 days ago, that they got the go code to the Iranians. The Iranians have said, if we think we're about to take it down, we'll hit the Strait of Hormuz, and we'll also activate sleeper cells. Now, the deep state or other groups could stage false flags. I don't know. But I said, generally, as a rule of thumb with sleeper cells, they give them 2 to 3 days, sometimes 7 days, to launch the attacks because they're cells. And they get the code. Generally, from deep research, it's usually about 3 days, and then they want to attack generally in one time so that it's harder to target them. It creates more hysteria and more fear, kind of like when they killed the head of the New Generation Cartel, and they all attacked at the same time a day later. So it could happen a day later, 3 days later. I said on Tuesday, I said, if this really is real sleeper cells, I would imagine it starts seeing attacks Thursday. And we'll get the archivist to grab that. But I don't know if that's what this is. This could be random. Brianna Morello, incredible reporter. She's also assigned as a Pentagon correspondent with her own news site. And she's here with us today. She was already here just to talk about her show and the work she's doing and what's happening. But Brianna, I know this is developing now. I know you can't really get into what's currently going on, but just in general, what your view of this?
Yeah, so as we watch to see what the details are in regards to all of this, Alex, we're looking obviously at what's nearby. Obviously, Dearborn, Michigan is only 22 miles away, so that's deeply concerning. But again, we have to make sure that we know all the information as to what actually is going on here, whether or not this individual was. So we're going to keep waiting for that. I also wonder, maybe the control room could try to look this up to see if there was any events taking place at the synagogue today, specifically during the times that this attack occurred, this alleged attack occurred. So again, we don't know obviously what's going on the ground. This is all fresh and it's all dropping pretty quickly, the news. But it looks like Nick Sorter says the K-12 school at the temple
was not in session
when this took place. That's per Fox News he's citing there. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly was going on in that synagogue, because if this is obviously a targeted attack, there would be a reason why this person was going after the synagogue in the first place.
And it could be a Iranian or Shiite lone wolf, which I said Saturday, 12 days ago, you were in studio with me about 7-8 hours before the attack in Austin happened. And I said, the biggest overall concentration of Shiites isn't Michigan, isn't New York, it's in Texas. the biggest concentrations are in Michigan. You can look at the numbers. But just for general, the most Shiites here, I said, I think some lone wolves will probably be mad their Pope got killed. I predicted the next few days that we'd see some attacks here in Texas. We indeed did. This could be a lone wolf as well.
It could be. It could be. And also keep in mind, too, you know,
it'll be a white supremacist. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. And that's just important to keep highlighting that. We don't know exactly what happened on the ground there. And we're waiting to see if the shooter is still active. Obviously, this is something that's going to be very important for us to figure out. But again, as this develops, you know, when we talk about the threats to the homeland, and I've been studying this and talking about it extensively as to what DHS deems as a threat. The White House coming out today and trying to say that there was an ABC News report about potential sleeper cells being activated in California. The White House coming out and saying that ABC News got it wrong, that it was an unverified tip that was sent over to local law enforcement in California.
But the White House did say they got the go code.
Yes, they did say that, I believe. And yesterday, too, the president was asked about this specifically. And President Trump, Alex, did say that they know where all the sleeper cells are. They think that they know is kind of what he said. And then he made it seem like the issue was under control. But if you truly knew, you'd arrest these people. But then I take you back to March 3rd. That's when Kristi Noem was giving testimony during the her Senate hearing. And she was asked by Senator Lindsey Graham about that specifically as to the known and suspected terrorists that were released into the country by the Biden regime. And in that, she said that they actually don't know where those people are. So it's a bit of a conflict between the president and DHS secretary, which of course resulted in her being ousted as the DHS secretary just now.
And you also talked, we can get into this, I talked to you that literally that Saturday when this happened, yeah. And you were talking to the state saying, why aren't you warning about sleeper cells? And they said, we're on it. A few days later, the state did put out an alert.
Yeah, so I've been asking these questions for a while now. I wanted the exact numbers as to how many suspected or known terrorists were let into our country. And again, they don't have to be Islamic terrorists. I just wanted the figures of all of them.
But I think it's 18,000 from Islamic countries marked as terror, and some of them confirmed terrorists.
Yeah, so when you compare, that's the Joe Kent number that was thrown out there back in December of last year. When you compare that figure to the number that I was able to obtain through DHS, and I'm thankful that they did hand it over to us, it's roughly about 7.8% of the suspected and known terrorists have since been captured by DHS. So that's just something to keep in the back of your minds, folks, as we go through all of this. They haven't even captured 10% of the known terrorists that were placed into this country.
And they really can't, because everywhere they go, they get confronted.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
And sanctuary cities won't turn them over.
They won't turn them over either, no. And we also have the problem with our northern border. Most Americans don't realize our northern border is one of the biggest threats to our national security because Canada does not secure it. We actually strongly rely on local sheriff's offices to be the ones to secure the border. And so obviously that's something that's very concerning. But the last number we got from the Canadians was about 700 known terrorists in their country. And so we can only assume that those individuals are probably going to start migrating down south to our country if they are truly being activated.
Amazing. Let me just do this because I didn't mention this. People have asked for this guy to come back on. He's really good, close friends with Trump. He was roommates with him in military school. And he also works for the president. He has a very successful international law firm. And that's Peter Ticton has been quarterbacking for Trump as a private liaison, even more than Mike Lindell. Mike's done a great job with the money. The investigations that you noticed they came out with 5 years ago that have been proven very accurate. And now we have more FBI raids, not just in Georgia, but in other parts of the country, like Arizona. And I've been told other places, but I can't say at this time. But there's actually action on this that was promised. He's joining us in the next hour with huge updates on the do-or-die situation with the SAVE Act and sabotage of the DOJ of the criminal investigations of open and shut election fraud in 2020. So that's coming up with Peter Ticton.
That's going to be a good one. Yeah, you know, it's so crazy, too. I mean, we heard a little bit about the Arizona, Maricopa County, but they didn't give that specific detail. John Solomon saying that there was, I don't know if it was a full-on raid that happened over there or not, but they were able to obtain some of the record. Yeah, I was told it was Maricopa, but that's not official what's coming from the DOJ or the FBI right now. But, I mean, according to the evidence that they apparently have obtained, John Solomon saying that it's a slam dunk.
Yeah. Well, now the Democrats are like, oh, 250,000 illegals did vote. Oh,
isn't that crazy?
I mean, just in Arizona in one town. I mean, it's the same thing. They said, like, it's 350. Oh, it's more. Oh, that shouldn't have voted in Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, we have them. Trump lost by 11,000 in Georgia.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's why it's such a big issue. And this is why so many states, even red states, by the way, aren't handing over their voter registration information to the DOJ Civil Rights Division. Harmeet Dillon is actually suing several states. But it's not just blue states, folks. It's also red states refusing to hand over that information because they're trying to cross-confirm whether or not the people that are on these rolls are U.S. citizens. And they've been putting up a heck of a fight. In fact, three states so far have won in court against the DOJ as to not turning over those records. One of those states, obviously, including California. But they're putting up a fight to not put up any of that information. It's obviously very concerning, given the fact that these are our elections that we're talking about. But again, red states, Republicans, are refusing to turn over their voter registration to the DOJ, which I find to be quite strange, Alex.
Well, it's posted on my X feed and Rumble right now. Major update on election fraud, FBI raids, and what's coming next with Peter Ticton, Trump's point man on election fraud on the civilian side, coming up. Now, I wanted to get you in here because you've done an incredible job in the last four or five months, whatever it's been, doing the American Journal, just 6, 7, 8, 9 guests, you know, per show, breaking news every day, incredible record of accuracy, very journalistic. You've taught us a lot. We appreciate it. And when you came in here, you said, hey, I could probably do this in a few months. I want to come back and be a reporter later. But you've got all sorts of other jobs in D.C., you name it, as a Pentagon correspondent. And so I didn't want this to be a conspiracy theory when next Friday is your last day doing American Journal for a while. You're going to come back, you know, you do some shows. I don't know if you want to do 3 hours a day. And our model going forward will be shows that are 1 hour. I'll still do a big show. A few other people that want to do 2 hours, you know, we'll do that. But we're going to have a lot of people like you. You know, the door's open. You want to come back. That's great. You're taking a sabbatical, which is perfect because the state receiver, they fell in federal court with their fake auctions and trying to shut our doors. We beat them. But the blue-haired, you know, Antifa judge that ran the show trials, she put a receiver in at the state level now about 5 months ago. And they said, yeah, we're not going to pay for the internet bills. We're not going to pay for the, you know, all the stuff to keep us going. And we were able to do month to month for a while. Now they're like, nope, we're not paying that. So they're pulling the plug on us. Really, start of April, we've talked to, you know, the providers and stuff. It looks like we're going to shut down the 15th. We may shut down before then. We've survived so much, people don't take this serious, but it's a big deal. So you leave the 20th, and then that'll give us the extra crew that's there to reorganize, get ready. And then as soon as we shift over to the Alex Jones Network, we plan to bring back a lot of one-hour shows right away. And within 6 months, we plan to be about 15, 20 hours a day. The final goal is about 19 hours a day, 5 a.m. to midnight. Is what we want to do with a lot of hard-hitting, boom, live, one-hour shows. Come in, top stories, guest, hit more stories, another guest, boom. You know, that model that I kind of pioneered that then we weren't able to fully launch because of all the deep state CIA, DOJ attacks against us. But just know that's where we are. But every time stuff happens, it turns into a conspiracy theory. So I want to just thank you for being here, the great job you've done, and just get your reflections on what it's been like being here.
Yeah, so it's been great. These last 6 months have been absolutely amazing. And honestly, to the InfoWars audience, I'm just very, very grateful for all of you who've joined me every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time to deliver the news to the American people. Obviously, it's been quite the enjoyable experience. I actually started off in this field as a producer and really had no ambition to be on air.
And Fox.
Yeah, I was a producer over at Fox, worked over at Newsmax as well, and local news, and I kind of just jumped into the fray. And so it's been great, and I love doing, obviously, the independent journalism side of all of this. It's been quite the adventure, but, you know, we say it all the time, and I say it all the time on air, the InfoWars family is by far one of the best. It's the best control room that you're ever going to find in the industry. It's also the best standards that you're going to find in the industry, and it's just been such an honor to work with your team, Alex, and you as well, because I wasn't expecting this opportunity, and it sprung upon us, and here we are. You know, I'm honored that you gave me the privilege of hosting your morning show and trusting me with just that and delivering the message to the people.
Well, and you said you could only do about 2 months. You did 6, I guess, so thank you.
Yeah, 6 months.
I know you got a lot going on. That's like 3 hours a day. Plus, you get up at like 4 a.m., a lot of preparation.
A lot of preparation, but it's fun, though. It's fun to do. It is, but 4 a.m. is definitely an early call time for sure, but, you know, it'll be good. We'll be working together, obviously, and I'll be working with you to help build up a news division as well. We'll be getting more access into things.
Yeah, I want you to come in as a consultant to help us set it up right this time. We did it right before, but yeah, most people are gone like 12 hours a day live. We're going 19. We're going to need real help here.
Yeah, well, it will be great. It will be great, though, Alex, because there's so much information out there. This administration, although it has its faults, they've definitely given me a great amount of access.
Oh, they've been totally transparent compared to everybody else.
Well, it's night and day. I mean, I literally have to see.
That's why I get upset. I want to look at all the good stuff that's happening.
And then people are always like, Brianna, you're too nice. And I'm like, well, I have to be fair. I mean, I had a suit to get answers from the last administration. Just won the TSA
lawsuit. Well, don't worry. Everybody else runs around attacking the administration all day, so it's okay.
It's a breath of fresh air for them, I'm sure. No, I mean, but they've been fair, and I give them criticism, and they still allow me access, and so I'm very grateful. Even the Pentagon, I criticize them, and they still have not shunned me. They still bring me on trips, and so I'm thankful for that opportunity as well.
Well, that's right, and here's the thing. I have people on that I know have integrity and care, and even though our views may differ on some things, it doesn't matter. That's what we want as a discussion.
Yeah.
We're not a cult. I just want integrity. But yeah, in fact, I get mad at myself because I get mad at Trump, and I tend to focus on the mistakes he's making rather than all the good stuff that's happening. Because it really is good. And that's so paradoxical, though. I wasn't against this war because I like the mullahs. He was told it probably wasn't going to work. That's why I was like against it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, we all have different opinions. And this is also another point that I want to make, Alex, because, you know, you and I might not see eye to eye on certain issues, but you don't tell me to stop talking. You don't say, OK, censor yourself a little bit. Or if you keep at that, I'm not going to let you be on air anymore. I mean, that was never a dialogue that's ever been had.
That happens big time in places like Newsmax.
It does. It does. Well, in a bunch of outlets, it happens all the time. You know, I get into these editorial meetings and all of my ideas would get shut down and rejected. And, you know, you're not supposed to take it personal. And I don't. But
yeah, let's be clear. We're more Wild Wild West. You're credible. You have a great track record. You're amazing. You run everything. There's not meetings where all these editorial people are telling what you can say. No filter.
There's literally no filter.
That's why I got so enraged by Owen, who I love, was like a brother, when you took over for Harrison so he could do Owen's show. I never had any editorial meetings with Owen. I never told him what to say, and he basically did that, I guess, to act like more OG than, like, ooh, God, I was even too hardcore for Jones. I was like, wow, what a betrayal, man. It's like Brutus, like, you too, Brutus? I mean, like, have I ever told you what to say or do?
You have not, no. And
other than, like, hey, there's a sale, plug this.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's ever been slid my way, nothing else. Well, I have a feeling down the line you and Owen will get back to being together. I could tell in your eyes.
It's like your brother, and you walk out in the parking lot, and your brother like punches you in the back of the head. That's why I shouldn't even have made a big deal about it. It was just like, I guess it's, if you can say Alex Jones is a sellout and you're the pure person, it just makes you big. And I did none of that. It really hurt.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Dore did it the other day. He was like, you know, they just do this to feel powerful. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
you're here. You see the sponsors. It's what we sell in one gold sponsor.
Yeah.
So many other places, the sponsors are tied to control, or they are getting NGO money. There's no NGO money here, no Qatari money, nothing.
No, it's strictly the audience supporting you, Alex. And that's what makes it so cool. I mean, listen, people are always saying, oh, Brianna, they haven't shut down InfoWars yet. What are you talking about? The reality of it is, if you didn't have the loyal audience that you have, Alex, InfoWars would have been shut a long time ago. But
well, it's like somebody on death row lives 20 years since they got lawyers.
Yeah.
We've been fighting the deep state for 8 years and beating all their fake attempted takeovers. Finally, they got us.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, but you know, Alex, you have a great plan put in place, and the next operation will be even bigger. And I think the people that tried their very best to silence you in this massive effort will be very regretful of that day, because the audience will only get larger, the talent will only become more incredible, and the message will be even louder.
Well, I've been in this building 17 years, and I like it, but it was also kind of a prison because you're in here so long. But now I love it, and all the memories and just everything, and I'm just like, it's like we're about to put Grandpa on the ground, man. I am. Like, I've actually cried. Like, I'm not a guy that cries a lot. I've had, like, tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Remember, my kids were, Rex was little here, like 9 years old when we first got this, or younger, God, 8, 7. I mean, my youngest daughter wasn't even born. I mean, hell, I've been here as long, my middle daughter was born right when we moved in here. She's 18 now. So, I mean, this place is historic.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, it's one of the best studios I've ever seen. You know, Mel Kay, one of my good friends, when she came in here, she said, Brianna, he's got the best studio I've ever seen. I mean, because we go to all these networks and stuff. Alex, this is by far the best built studio so many of us have seen. But, you know.
Well, I'm not bragging, but I designed it. I mean, the great engineers put it together. Nobody, you're too nice.
Yeah, it's a great studio.
I've been too busy designing the new ones. It looks pretty good what they're building, though.
I have a feeling it's going to be bigger and better, and they're going to really regret what they did to you.
Well, to me, it wasn't about having a big studio to be showboat or whatever.
Yeah.
I was making a ton of money, and I'd be like, God, all I need is $2 million a year. I got this extra million. Let's build a badass studio. And then I had a bunch of extra money, and I bought advertising, and it made the show go to number one. So I was just always like, I got a nice car and a nice house. I don't need it. And so I just pumped it all back in. And that's when they got pissed off, because I guess the studio also like triggered them like a red cape to a bull. Mm-hmm. So when they saw these nice studios, it kind of, because none of the Patriots had these, and it just drove them crazy.
I think it's also interesting, Alex, you know, obviously I've worked in the conservative space for quite some time. And when I'm going around and talking to people, they haven't built what you've built. You know, I always say there's two of the best, both studios and audiences. It's between you and Steven Crowder. You guys have the most loyal audience. These people love you to pieces. They love Steven to pieces.
He's very professional.
You guys have all been under attack, but you all survive. And it's because of a great fan base that watches, and they're extremely loyal.
And they don't like me or Steven because we're fair.
Yeah.
Like, other people are like, you know, on one of the other side, it's just like frothing BS. They lie.
Yeah.
Including some so-called Patriots.
It's a little frustrating, too, because it's more of a grift than anything, too, for a lot of these people. And unfortunately, that's kind of what's happened on the right. And obviously on the left, too. But the right, it's shifted completely. And it's just so frustrating because I see all the people who fight online with one another. And I'm like, what are you all doing? Like, we're supposed to be all in the same thing, you know, going towards the same goal. And here we are, like, uppercutting each other every second of the day. It's not how you save this country. But the mission is.
Yeah, that's it. It's like crabs trying to get out of the bucket. And then they stop the crab trying to get out. I want to see all these shows even bigger. I'm trying to beat an enemy. But other people are like, oh, God, we don't want, you know, we don't want you to do well. It's weird.
It's weird. But that's kind of how it is these days. And, you know, there's a very few group of people who have given me opportunities to appear on their shows, to do coverage and whatnot. And, you know, it's an honor that you've been able to allow me that platform and to extend me over to your audience as well. Because, again, I mean, it's really.
Hey, I love the fact that you hit the ground running with so many guests and so much stuff. And I knew you were a great producer before. But
thank you.
They're great producers, too. But you get a lot done. You're like a one woman army over here.
I know. Well, that's the funny part too, is I've kind of like mastered this skill, and everyone I always ask who are in TV too, they're like, I've got like five producers. Like, how do we like get more for our bank? And I'm like, eliminate a couple of them. I mean, I don't know. You have to apply pressure. I've been in so many situations where I've been the only person producing shows behind the scenes, calling people while being on live on air. So
a lot of it is you're nice, but I've seen it, but you got to press them. No, this is important. No, just to make the decision to do it.
Yeah.
You got to close the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how I am on the phone when I'm asking for comment, when I'm asking, hey, is this true before I run it? A lot of people,
I just can't believe, because how you got everybody calling you because you're in the game. I mean, you break like stuff more than almost anybody, other than like Solomon or somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, I mean, I don't, you know, coddle up to anyone. I speak the truth, and people have been positive about that. Some people are a little afraid of it, so they do want to talk to you on the phone.
But you are assertive and smart. But people just respect that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's how it has to be. I mean, I obviously left my job over at Fox for a reason. It was because of the vaccines, and I spoke out openly about that. Fox has never disputed those claims. And so I think a lot of people understand that, and they're afraid because they know that we're going to speak the truth. We're going to continue doing just that.
Well, that's the good thing about the censorship. Not that it's good in general, but the byproduct is all the good people, medical, media, it forced people out to do their own thing.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the reason why I've been able to build up my news platforms and my Twitter platforms and everything that I have, my email.
How do people
list.
Find you? And we'll do five more minutes before Peter Tichtin. So I want to talk about your vaccine story. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you can find me on X at Brianna Morello. That's BriannaMorello, and independentnewsroom.com.
The best producers in control room. It's true.
Yes.
I'm telling you, and that's what matters. Yes. They may be shutting down InfoWars, but they're not getting my little goblins. We'll be right back. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now, new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this. And this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. And they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.